With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales, where it is winter. And winter expects El Nino, which has already started. So we're looking ahead. El Nino is warmer temperatures in the Pacific. El Nino visits North America. El Nino visits South America. Right now, Australia is in wintertime, the warm Pacific. What's ahead for Australia, however, is a very dry spring, with heat waves. Now, Jeremy, you send me a new term I didn't know, black summer. What does that mean?
Yes, basically, John, black summer is really given to any summer that has a really serious or catastrophic wildfire. But in this day and age, black summer actually specifically refers to the 2019-2020 summer, where we just recently had ongoing wildfires, which were then combined with an ongoing heat wave, which created a smoke event across eastern Australia that lasted about 2 months and created a weather pattern that led to really noxious atmospheric conditions and terrible air quality. So you may remember it was making international headlines where Australia's air quality in the eastern part of Australia was worse than anywhere else on the planet for almost 2-4 months. And it was worse by about tenfold. And it was just because the smoke from the fires was sitting over the eastern seaboard and just made it absolutely horrendous. And that's what they're referring to now with Black Summer. But you hear other terms too, such as Ash Wednesday, which was some terrible fires in 1983. We had some Black Summer fires in 2017 as well, which killed a lot of people down in the southern part of Victoria. But Black Summer in this term, John, and what they're referring to as could occur again, is when you get these catastrophic fires that lead to that terrible air quality that just lead to prolonged misery, I guess you could say, here in eastern Australia.
So El Nino will bring the heat, and it'll be a dry heat. That will dry out the undergrowth that is prominent because of all the rain you had last year, well, in the fall and summer and fall of the previous year. And that is the trigger for the wildfire. Now, Jeremy, I've not studied wildfires yet. I look forward to talking to the biologist Daniel Claude, who has a book about wildfire. But do you reduce the undergrowth? Do you get out there and do defensive burns the way they do in the West?
That is exactly what happens, John. In fact, the defensive burns this year did start a bit earlier here, at least in the eastern part of Australia, insofar as we had some defensive burns that were going on even as early as April. And the tactic here, John, is that you try and have the defensive burns at the latest part of winter, which means you don't give the undergrowth a chance to regrow again. But because the long-term forecast for El Nino meant that it was going to be dry and much warmer in the last part of winter, in the eastern part here, at least, especially around Sydney, the decision was made to have those defensive burns early, because if you have them too late as well and the undergrowth is already dry, as has happened previously, some of those defensive burns actually become the start of catastrophic wildfires. They can get out of control if you don't time it correctly. So the problem we're in right now, John, is we've had those defensive burns, but if we do get another period of wet rain, which is very, very likely right now, the undergrowth is going to grow rapidly. And then if we get a sudden really extended period of dry and hot weather, that undergrowth is going to dry rapidly, which makes defensive burns much harder to do safely as we get closer to summer. So we're in a quandary now. The defensive burns have happened, but they could have been too early. But Mother Nature is the only one that can tell us whether or not we made the right decision.
I'll report to you about the climate in the North Temperate Zone. The Midwest has had heat waves. It's accustomed to heat waves. It's limited the wheat crop, however. Wheat went up, and with the grain deal in Black Sea broken down because of the war, that's meant wheat and corn and other commodities have spiked in the last days. In Europe, the boiling heat hit Spain, and then it rolled over Italy and headed through Greece, and they've had wildfires in Greece. They've had wildfires in Sardinia. They've had wildfires in Rhodes, and they've had wildfires in the south of Italy. Now, some of those wildfires are not natural. They're set by arsonists, but the conditions are extremely dry, and I don't think El Niño's yet hit the north temperate zone. Perhaps it has. Perhaps it's already here. So wildfires are now a global problem. Your wildfire season begins when, Jeremy? September, October? When should we look for it?
Normally, we expect them around early September, but the reality is across the decades of data, it's really probably about mid-October is where we get the beginnings. November is when you start to see them get very, very serious and catastrophic. But any time from September, honestly, we, as of probably 3 weeks from now, we will be preparing our homes and preparing ourselves for the bushfire season because it's really just that close upon us. But September, you'll almost start to guarantee seeing some of those wildfires begin.
What can you do in New South Wales to protect the children from the bad air? Do they stay inside? Do you use breathing masks? What do you do?
Yes, actually, both those things, John. Firstly, stay inside is always recommended. Buying air filters, humidifiers for the home, and I can tell you that trade does roaring trade whenever we come to summer because a lot of people do need them, especially asthmatics who'd have trouble breathing at the best of times. But also to just basically taking precautions whereby having asthma puffers on you and taking any precaution medically that you can to deal with it because children are particularly susceptible because their lungs not being developed. And this smoke just gets into every nook and cranny of the home. So, and it is a bit of a catch-22 as well because during summertime, it heats up here in Australia up to 40, 45 degrees Celsius, so well above 100 Fahrenheit, which means some homes, if their air conditioning isn't that good, they do need to open up their windows to let the air in and allow the air conditioning to do its things. But that also brings the smoke in too. So, the best thing you can really do here in Australia is really buy those air purifiers and make yourself a safe home, but also just try to stay inside, try not to move around outside, which anybody here in Australia knows is a thing, but sometimes you do have to be reminded because you get a little bit used to it, I guess you could say.
Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales. El Nino is upon Australia, dry and hot for the springtime, leading to the conditions that Jeremy just explicated. We're going to the creatures, the reptiles, yes, but other creatures in Australia may be trying to kill you. I joked for a long time about how all the exotic creatures that Jeremy grew up with are all trying to kill you. It never occurred to me that it was accurate. Well, we're going to head to the insect kingdom next, trying to kill you. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.